Chapter 8, Cooperation Between Medical and Evangelist Work.
How to Reveal Christ. How shall we reveal Christ? I know of no better way than to take hold of the medical missionary work in connection with the ministry. This comes from Medical Ministry, page 319. Christ gave a perfect representation of true godliness by combining the work of a physician and a minister, ministering to the needs of both body and soul, healing physical disease, and then speaking words that brought peace to the troubled heart. Counsels on Health, page 528. To advance together. The gospel and the medical missionary work are to advance together. The gospel is to be bound up with the principles of true health reform. Christianity is to be brought into the practical life. Earnest, thorough, reformatory work is to be done. True Bible religion is an outflowing of the love of God for fallen man. God's people are to advance in straightforward lines to impress the hearts of those who are seeking for truth, who desire to act upon their part aright in this intensely earnest age. We are to present the principles of health reform before the people, doing all in our power to lead men and women to see the necessity of these principles and to practice them. Testimonies, Volume 6, page 379. Combined Teaching and Healing. The Lord's people are to be one. There is to be no separation in His work. Christ sent out the 12 apostles and afterwards the 70 disciples to preach the gospel and to heal the sick. Matthew 10, 7 and 8. And as they went forth preaching the kingdom of God, power was given them to heal the sick and cast out evil spirits. In God's work, teaching and healing are never to be separated. Testimonies, Volume 8, page 165. The advantages of medical workers. One who is a physician and a religious teacher will find a work to do that will result in the salvation of souls. The form of sound words in religious teaching, sustained by a Thus Saith the Lord, will have a saving influence. A physician can so express himself that he will be invited to speak before various companies and will be received. As a teacher, a physician can watch his opportunities for the word of God is to go freely. Those who will enter our large cities to labor as medical evangelists must begin their work in a very wise way. Angels of God will make the impression, and under the hallowed influence of the Holy Spirit, hearts will be touched. The words of the speaker, bringing the form of sound doctrine into the actual contact with the hearers, will result in the saving of souls. Medical and evangelistic work bound together. When connected with other lines of gospel effort, medical missionary work is a most effective instrument by which the ground is prepared for the sowing of the seeds of truth, and the instrument also by which the harvest is reaped. Medical missionary work is the helping hand of the gospel ministry. So far as possible, it would be well for evangelical workers to learn how to minister to the necessities of the body as well as to the soul. For in doing this, they are following the example of Christ. Intemperance has well nigh filled the world with disease, and the ministers of the gospel cannot spend their time and strength in relieving all in need of help. The Lord has ordained that Christian physicians and nurses shall labor in connection with those who preach the word. The medical missionary work is to be bound up with the gospel ministry. Review and Herald, September 10, 1908. no other work so successful. In new fields, no work is so successful as medical missionary work. If our ministers would work earnestly to obtain an education in medical missionary lines, they would be far better fitted to do the work Christ did as a medical missionary. By diligent study and practice, they can become so well acquainted with the principles of health reform that wherever they go, they will be a great blessing to the people they meet. Medical Ministry, page 239. The minister, the physician, and the Bible worker. The gospel minister should preach the health principles, for these have been given of God as among the means needed to prepare a people perfect in character. Therefore, health principles have been given to us that as a people we might be prepared in both mind and body to receive the fullness of God's blessing. The medical missionary work has its place and part in this closing gospel work. The physician has a high calling. With his fuller knowledge of the human system and its laws, he is in a position to preach the gospel of salvation with much efficiency and power. The first and chief object of the gospel and all that pertains to it is to seek and to save that which is lost. The ministry of the gospel, whether by the minister or the physician, is to reach out to man a helping hand wherever it is needed. It is to minister to the sick and suffering physically as well as to the sin-sick soul. Here, the gospel minister and the Christian physician unite, and the Bible worker in her visit from house to house as well. Review and Herald, October 29, 1914. Ministers do not confine their work to merely giving Bible instruction. Do practical work. Seek to restore the sick to health. This is true ministry. Remember that the restoration of the body prepares the way for the restoration of the soul. Medical Ministry, page 240. There must be no separation. No line is to be drawn between the genuine medical missionary work and the gospel ministry. The two must blend. They are not to stand apart as separate lines of work. They are to be joined in an inseparable union, even as the hand is joined to the body. Those in our institutions are to give evidence that they understand their part in the genuine gospel medical missionary work. A solemn dignity is to characterize genuine medical missionaries. They are to be men who understand and know God and the power of His grace. Letter 102, 1900. Successful evangelistic work can be done in connection with medical missionary work. It is as these lines of work are united that we may expect together the most precious fruit for the Lord. Medical Ministry, page 26. The presenting of Bible principles by an intelligent physician will have great weight with many people. There is efficiency and power with one who can combine his influence, the work of a physician, and of a gospel minister. His work commends itself to the good judgment of the people. Councils on Health, page 546. Education for medical missionary work. The education of students in medical missionary lines is not complete unless they are trained to work in connection with the church and the ministry. Councils on Health, page 557. The medical missionary workers are to be purified, sanctified, ennobled. They are to rise to the highest point of excellence. They are to be molded and fashioned after the divine similitude. Then they will see that health reform and medical missionary work are to be bound up with the preaching of the gospel. Testimonies, Volume 8, page 168.